2. Accounting Cycle 1.
会计循环一。
2. The Chart of Accounts. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks.
A chart of accounts is a list of accounts used by a business entity to define each class of items. It is used to segregate expenses, revenue, assets, and liabilities in order to give a better understanding of the entity. The structure and headings of accounts should assist in consistency of transactions. The list is typically arranged in the order of the appearance of accounts in the financial statements, profit and loss accounts, followed by balance sheet accounts. It means we can follow the order of assets, liabilities, equity, income, and expenses. 3. The rule of debit and credit. Listen to the passage and complete the tables.
Every transaction is recorded in two or more accounts with equal debits and credits. The debits in the ledger must equal the credits. The accounting equation has been introduced. Assets equals liabilities plus equity. The rules of debit and credit can be summarized as follows. 1. Debit side for increases in assets, decreases in liabilities, and equity. 2. Credit side for increases in liabilities and equity, decreases in assets. Owner's equity has separate accounts for owner's investments, withdrawals, income, and expenses. 1. Credit side for increases in investments and income. 2. Debit side for decreases in withdrawals and expenses. The normal balance of each type of account is a debit or credit balance, depending on which side of the account is used to record increases. 5. Posting. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Posting is the process of copying journal entry information from the journal to the ledger. Cross-referencing account numbers and journal page numbers is necessary to avoid omission and duplication. This is done in the posting reference, PR, column. The posting of journal entry to ledger is performed in the following steps. 1. Record the date and the amount of the entry in the account. 2. Insert the number of the journal page in the PR column of the account. 3. Insert the ledger account number in the PR column of the journal. Let's go on with the generalizing of these three transactions above. Please look at the following illustration showing steps 1 to 3 of posting. Computers perform this task quickly and without error. We can repeat the process of posting for the next two transactions. The accounts are grouped under the accounting equation elements. Each account has a balance. This amount is the difference between the account's total debits and its total credits. The balance amounts are not journal entries posted to the accounts, so we set an account balance column separately. If the sum of accounts' debits is greater than the sum of its credits, that account has a debit balance, as the cash account does here. 6. Trial balance. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
The equality of debits and credits in the ledger should be verified at the end of each accounting period. This verification is called a trial balance of the ledger accounts. It is a summary listing of both the balances and the titles of accounts. The listing normally presents assets first, followed by liabilities and then equity. It provides a check on accuracy by showing whether the total debits equal the total credits. A trial balance may be taken at any time, but the most common time is at the end of the period. Based upon the balance column in the general ledger, prepare a trial balance for ABC's business on December 31st, 2018. XXX. Do not confuse a trial balance with a balance sheet. Accountants prepare a trial balance for their internal records. The company reports its financial position on the balance sheet, a formal financial statement. And remember that the financial statements are the point of the accounting process. The trial balance is merely a step in the preparation of the financial statements.
Vocabulary. New words.
Debit.
Credit.
Account.
Journal.
Ledger.
Segregate.
Structure.
Heading.
Consistency.
Appearance.
Capital.
Equality.
Decrease.
Normal.
Withdrawal.
Dividend.
Consult.
Supplies.
Indent.
Copy.
Necessary.
Omission.
Duplication.
Reference.
Verify.
Confuse.
Formal.
Merely.